From NPR News in Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In the news today, a Canadian study of a new drug to prevent recurrence of breast cancer was stopped because the drug was so effective. The full story later today on All Things Considered. The Detroit Lions aren't playing this weekend, but Tigers and Bears are in the news this week. We couldn't resist. We have two stories about the sometimes tragic consequences of loving the fierce animals just too much. In Las Vegas, Roy Horn of the famous stage show Siegfried and Roy remains in critical condition after being mauled by one of his trained tigers last week. And in a separate incident, New York City police captured a 400-pound Bengal tiger that had apparently been raised from a cub in a five-bedroom Harlem apartment. And so we asked ourselves, how do you raise a tiger anyway? Here's Slate's Ed Finn with an explainer.
It's best to start as young as possible so your tiger gets used to you. Cubs are born with claws and sharp baby teeth, and they begin to practice life skills such as stalking and pouncing as early as 1 month old. If a mother tiger isn't available, cubs should be bottle-fed for 5 to 8 weeks on a mixture of milk replacements and animal tissues to simulate their natural diet. After that, it's on to a carnivorous meal plan. It's important to feed a tiger all parts of an animal, including brains, hair, and stomach, or appropriate supplements to keep its digestive system in good shape. A healthy adult can weigh up to 700 pounds, depending on its breed, which may explain why a sniper had to rappel down the side of that Harlem apartment building to tranquilize its striped occupant. Tigers, like children and dogs, can be trained with the skilled application of reward and discipline. Less scrupulous owners sometimes rely on violent measures, but most get the big cats to behave by providing or withholding food. Good trainers also work to socialize their tigers so the cats become accustomed to different people and places. But no matter how docile a tiger becomes, you can never train away its predatory responses. If you fell down and hit your head, they would dine on you, says professional trainer Hayden Losenauer. He asserts that tigers professionally managed by skilled trainers are quite safe, but that they don't make good pets. And keeping them in an apartment, he says, is just insanity. Acquiring permits to keep a tiger legally in a heavily regulated area like New York City could cost up to $50,000 in licensing fees alone.
Ed Finn is a Slate assistant editor.